lives. They have played with it constantly. I look at it and I go, how do you win? And they say, you don't win. What do you mean? How can you have a game where you don't win? No, you don't win. You just build things. It's like Legos graphics. It looks insanely stupid to me. We're going to talk about the closing of the 21 Club, which was a tragedy. But first, I want to talk about this. A year ago, there were 30 million fewer people unemployed. 30 million more people employed than there are today. The biggest gap between people who are unemployed and the rest of the world is dealing with people who have never been unemployed. There are a lot of articles this week about staffers at the Howard Stern Show asking him for money. He makes about, I don't know, $100 million a year. And they've been asking him for money. One had a sick wife. Another one, they all had their troubles. None of them could verify that Howard wouldn't give the money, but the crux of the article was that he wouldn't give the money. I know Howard. He is a man of generous spirit, generous wallet. He's a good guy. He's a really good guy. And all of a sudden, he's being badmouthed. It's not fair. I'm sorry. It's not fair. It's not appropriate. I don't believe those stories. I just don't. But the hardest thing for somebody who's unemployed and out of work to deal with is someone who's never been out of work, has never been unemployed, because they are looked at as though they have a disease and they're lying. Like, well, you could get a job. You had these great jobs. Why can't you get a job? Well, you can't. You can't always get a job no matter what your resume says. And as time goes on, it's progressively harder to get a job. And as time goes on, it's progressively harder to deal with the reality of being poor. What people who have never been poor don't understand is that being poor is exhausting. Being poor is exhausting because people who are working and have a steady stream of income, if they go to buy food, they go to their favorite store. They go to Kroger, Walmart, Whole Foods. They go wherever they go for food. It's not a problem. They get everything at one store. Maybe there's one place they go to for meat if they need special meat, and that's it. If you're poor, if you're unemployed, if you're on food stamps, going to shop for food is a full day's experience because you know that that store has the cheapest milk, and you're going to go there for the cheapest milk, and that store has the cheapest canned goods, and you're going to go to that store for the cheapest canned goods, and that store has the cheapest paper towels. You might go to one store just for the paper towels and save 30 cents. And I'm telling you, you're going to start at Dollar Tree. No matter what, you're going to start at Dollar Tree, because if you don't start at Dollar Tree, you will deeply regret it. The only mistake you can make at Dollar Tree is to not go there first. That's the only mistake you can make. They have really good cola for a dollar a gallon. If you've never been unemployed, and if you've never needed food stamps, you don't understand what I just said. Now maybe you have a glimmer of what your friends, relatives go through if they have no money. They're not making stuff up. But here's the dilemma. If they go to three or four different stores a week just for their food that they normally go to one store for, that's gas. And food stamps don't pay for gas. There's no gas annuity from the state or the county. There's no gas support. There should be, but there's none. And now you're looking at going through a couple gallons of gas in order to get all your food. But it gets more exciting. Let's say you live out in the woods. You live in a trailer out in the woods. every single county-supported program requires you to visit their offices a couple times a year. They actually want to see you. They want to see your papers. They want to see updates on your income statement. And that could be, depending on where you live, that could be 30 or 40 miles away. And you may not have enough gas to get there or to get back. Yes, that's what it's like to be poor in America. It is exhausting. To file for unemployment, well, you just file for unemployment, you start getting checks. Ha, ha, ha. No, that's not true. To file for unemployment, you have to prove that you're a citizen. You have to prove your residence. If you have children, you have to prove that they live with you. You may have to show their birth certificates, depending on the county. You have to show yours for sure. You have to show everybody's Social Security number. You may have to show your marriage certificate. Do you know where your marriage certificate is? That's for the first visit to get your unemployment. And then, every Sunday night, right before Sterling on Sunday, you have to call them. Yes, you have to call the unemployment office and say, hi, how are you? I'm checking in. And if you miss the window, you're going to miss your check. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. Do you know why I love Highlands Flexmore Medicine? Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. I have it right here. Highlands Flexmore Medicine is made 100% of natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. And that means that I can safely complement prescription medicines with no side effects. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day? Not being able to do what you love or get a good night's sleep? For over 15 years, I've suffered with arthritis pain in my feet and my thumbs. Just like about 54 million Americans suffer. Well, many people delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks, or they experience side effects from common pain relievers. I found with Highlands, the new Flexmore medicine, it's F-L-E-X, Flexmore medicine. It's a natural relief of minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle pain and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. The cap, get this, the cap is easy to open. Who knew that somebody would finally figure out that if you have arthritis, you probably want an easy-to-open cap, and even better for me, there's no cotton in there. Is that annoying? No cotton in the Flexmore medicine bottles. Take control of your arthritis pain right now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, Highlands.com/arthritis. Then you enter the promo code WALTER at checkout and get $3 off your purchase, or find Flexmore Medicine at Rite Aid, Walmart, Kroger, Walgreens, or CVS right near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. For a long time, I've been shocked at the price of razor blades. It's crazy talk what they ask for razors. And they're not great. They haven't been improved in years. Now, Harry's makes a razor that's been improved constantly. And it's reasonably priced. Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's blade, their ace shave was as smooth as their first. You can find Harry's new sharper blades in big box stores, grocery stores, but better go to harrys.com. That way I get credit and you get a discount. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter, harrys.com, promo code Walter, and the trial set will cost you $3. You get a blade, a beautiful handle, shaving gel, nice box for $3. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter.
Let's go, go, go with Jeff Bosco.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Undercover Media Boss. A CEO goes undercover and joins his workers to find out just how challenging it is to work at his company. No one will know who he is until the stunning reveal.
I'm the CEO of the giant media company that makes many primetime shows. I'm in a giant wig and hoop earrings. Here's one of our production assistants on set.
Boss, why are you wearing a bad wig and giant earrings?
Hey, I'm not your boss. I'm just old Joe, a coworker. Now, tell me about your bad childhood and how you live in a car.
I don't live in a car. I have a tricked-out Winnebago, and I went to Harvard.
No need to lie. Without my wig and beard, James will be shocked to see I'm the CEO of the company.
You look exactly the same without your fake beard and wig.
The drama is unbelievable. Next week, we go undercover with the media boss in charge of the game shows.
We have the best time on this show. Have you ever had more fun on a radio show in your life? No. Sterling on Sunday, 22 past the hour. Facebook page, go to Walter M. Sterling and like us. Oh, for God's sakes. And I have, this is exhausting. I have a podcast. Now, you know. You ever notice that every radio show, every TV show is saying, go to our podcast, download our podcast, go get our... Wait a minute. Why do you want me to go to a different medium than the radio show or the TV show? Why should I go to a podcast? I will tell you why. I will tell you why all these media companies are promoting podcasts, because it's not good for ratings. It does not help my ratings to say, go download my podcast, because... then you're downloading podcasts. Doesn't seem to be helpful. Here's why. The jerks on Wall Street, the people with MBAs, most of whom I hate, they believe in investing in companies that will show dramatic growth. They like to see dramatic growth in 2 years, maybe three, and then they sell off their interests. That's how it works. Radio and TV stations are not growth media. They are proven media. They are the best place an advertiser can invest their money, because it's going to work. Radio works. Television works. It works better all the time. They get better at buying it all the time. They're great media. Television, radio, fantastic media. However, a 2 or 3 growth rate year to year is not sexy to Wall Street people, because they want to see 13, 14, 20, 50% increases year to year. And therefore, they invest in podcasts, because in podcast companies, they can see that kind of growth. And therefore, traditional proven media companies like radio and TV get all very worked up about their podcasts, because then they can say to Wall Street, we have podcasts. You can invest in podcasts here, and we have the best talent. Therefore, the odds of the podcast working are even better than they are with a bunch of goofs. One of the scary things, I'll fix that. One of the scary things is I've been to podcast conventions and conferences, and that's a bad place to put your money, because podcast people are just, when you go around to talk to them, how are you monetizing your podcast? How are you making money with your podcast? You know what they say? Oh, well, we're just really having a good time. We're just enjoying the medium. We get to express ourselves. Really? And then they get companies to invest in them, and they just express themselves. They're into expression, like hippies in the 70s. We get to explore our feelings. We get to read poetry into a microphone. And, oh, my God, it's art. It's not art. It's self-indulgent crap. Self-indulgent crap. And then I look at the numbers on some of these podcasts, and I see they have 100 million downloads in a month. 150 million downloads in a month. And I'm like, that's not possible. There's no way any podcast has one-third the population of America downloading their podcast. There's no way. One-third of the population of America is listening to this stupid podcast about, you know, San Andreas Fault in the 1930s. You know, life on the San Andreas Fault in the 1930s was very painful. People suffered. It was difficult to get wheat, barley, and soybeans. They always talk a lot about soybeans in podcasts. And then the purification of water was also a challenge in the 1930s on the San Andreas Fault. It's unbelievable what these podcasts have in them. I can't believe what they get away with it. But I'm like, how do they get 100 million downloads? And I don't believe it. I don't believe they're actually doing it. They're doing something to stir the pot. Well, what I've come to learn is that you can buy downloads. You can actually buy downloads. You can pay people at download farms in places like Afghanistan. I'm not being facetious. In places like Afghanistan, and they will sit there all day with automated programs and download your podcasts and make it look huge. And then you go and you look, where's the geographic distribution of my podcast? And you see that 98% of the people who, quote, quote, listen to your podcast are in Afghanistan. I prefer to be on actual radio stations like KMOX and KDKA and WPHT. Is that damn game over yet? And WPHT and KFBK in Sacramento. I prefer that, and WPG in Atlantic City, and that amazing radio station in Orlando, which plays our show all night. After it's over now, they're going to play it again, and then they'll play it again. That's a good affiliate, ladies and gentlemen. That's a good affiliate. Coming up, we're going to talk about the very interesting phenomena that I have personally seen myself of kids being online in school right now and learning nothing. Learning absolutely nothing. And we'll talk about where Barron Trump kid's going to go to school at Pinecrest in South Florida. And I want to talk about the closing of the 21 Club and my first experience with regularly scheduled maintenance for my car. This may not seem like a big deal to you if you're a real man, but to me, regularly scheduled maintenance for my car was a harrowing experience. No, really, a harrowing experience. I came to learn about a part of a car that I did not know existed. Maybe you knew existed because, like I say, you're like a real guy. I came to learn what an auxiliary battery was. Like, what do you mean an auxiliary battery? Well, there's an auxiliary battery that does something very specific, and I needed it, and it's very expensive. We can stay in touch at all times. My email address is Walter M. Sterling, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Every email I get gets answered. There's Sneakers and his mom, Mr. Sneakers. I have a full life, boy, let me tell you. Here's your phone number. I'm live right now, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Always looking for advice on what to put in the water under the Christmas tree to keep that tree alive. That is a big service to me, a huge service to me. I'm live on a Sunday night. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday.
Where your earring rings.
Sterling on Sunday.
This is Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Across the Pacific Northwest, the near constant parade of storms off the Pacific will continue, and so will periods of coastal rain and higher elevation snows through the end of the week across the region and adjacent Northern California, with higher totals in the elevated altitudes of the coastal range and the Cascades. Snow will spread inland through the Intermountain West and the Northern Rockies. Elsewhere, dry conditions will prevail through the U.S. towards the end of the work week, except, of course, for the nor'easter that we talked about. Next week, we'll look at probabilities for a white Christmas for Santa's sleigh. I am Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour. Only on Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh, it's an exciting show. Do we have a fishing report from Velo Hool? I think it's time to hear the fishing report from Velo Hool.
Fish get sick just like people get sick. They're stressed. Their immune systems are down.
maybe because of changes in weather, changes in water pressure. It also could be you have not cleaned the aquarium as often as you should, but all of a sudden they're sick. And how do you know? Well, with guppies, they frequently will begin to shimmy. It's exactly what you think. They're shimmying, moving back and forth wildly, and there's a way to fix it. There are two medicines that I keep in my fish room. One is erythromycin for fish. Yeah, it's the same medicine they give people for strep throat. And I give something called General Cure. General Cure, you put right in there with the erythromycin, and you allow the fish to bathe in it for a week. 9 times out of 10, if you found an illness in your aquarium, if you treat with those early in the disease, guess what? Your fish will recover nicely, and they'll be happy and making baby fish. Lovemaking in the water from Maine to La Jolla. To my living room. This is Sterling on Sunday Fishing Report. I'm Deadliest Catcher, Velo Hool.
It's 37 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. That is my name. I'm only here one night a week, and therefore I give my phone number frequently as a courtesy to you. The number is 888-688-WALT. My dilemma today is this. What do I put in the water for the Christmas tree? Today was the highly stressful day that we bought the Christmas tree. For some reason, this is never a pleasant experience. It has never been a pleasant experience. It wasn't a pleasant experience when I was a kid, because it was always, this was the variable. Does mom come or not? For some reason, both as a child and now, this falls into being a dad activity. And mom either sits in the car or doesn't come. If she doesn't come, it's a perilous day. Because when that tree hits the house, she's going to edit. Oh, it's a little too small. There isn't much on that side of the tree. The trunk is crooked. Okay, if you had come, you would have been able to catch all of these very serious problems, and we would not have any problems right now. But she didn't come because, I don't know, she had macrame to do, or she had to, you know, watch episode 29 of The British Mystery, which, God help us, she misses. Because if she misses the episode 29 of The British Mystery, all will be lost. She didn't come. The result was the silent treatment. The tree comes home, and I'm telling you, as objective as I can be, it is a magnificent tree. It is beautiful. The 8-year-old and the 15-year-old picked it out. They did a great job, and they spotted it instantly. We said, that's it. That's what we're doing. We're getting home. And we had it delivered. As an old dad, it's going to be delivered. I don't find any joy in tying things on the roof. There's no thrill in tying things on the roof for me. The tree is going to be delivered by the beefy high school boys, which hopefully will work out with my daughters, but it never does. I want them to date the beefy high school boys, because any kid who's working at a Christmas tree lot in 20 below weather is a good kid. Those are good kids, and they're always on the swim team. That's what you want. Swim team, Christmas tree lot. One high school over. You don't want them in their high school, but one high school over. Have I summed this up well? I think you can agree I have. The tree comes home, and she's silent the whole time. She's silent until dinner. She's silent until there's a trauma with the 17 or 18-year-old. Some trauma with the boyfriend with the 18-year-old. I don't even know what it is. I can't even be involved with it anymore. But there we have it. And now, the challenge is, what do I put in the water of the Christmas tree? What goes in that water that preserves it to Valentine's Day? I had always heard sugar. I put in sugar. Doesn't seem to do anything. But then, there are these little secret packs of food that you get at the expensive gardening centers that I think contain cocaine. You put it in there, and it's supposed to last forever. I don't know. I had to do a very manly thing this week. I had to do routine maintenance on the car. First of all, most of my life, I have not owned a car. I think that's the right answer. There's no need for me to own a car. I don't want a car. I never wanted a car. I don't like cars. I'm not a car guy. There are men who are car guys, right? They enjoy the car. They know what a camshaft is. They know how to change the brakes themselves. They know when the oil really needs to be changed. Oh, my God. I can't imagine anything more annoying. I just want the car to go. Just go. To me, a luxury option is an easy pass. That's it. That's enough for me. Well, this month was the routine maintenance for the car. We bought a new used car with like over 40,000 miles on it when we bought it. This was not a big purchase, not a luxury purchase, but oh my God, we had to have this car. And I had to take it in for maintenance. My wife, who had to have this car, I don't see her taking it in for maintenance. Do you see her? No. I take it in for maintenance because we were worried about two things. One is it has that insanely annoying engine that turns off and on at the stop sign, at the stoplight, turns off and on at the stoplight. That is the most terrifying and annoying feature on any car. It just turns off at the stop sign. You're telling me that saves gas? I don't believe it. I was always told that when a car starts up, that uses a lot of gas. And then the other thing is that we had trouble with the emergency brake. I wasn't aware of it until my wife started to fiddle with the emergency brake. Then all of a sudden there was trouble with the emergency brake. Fine, I take it in, I say emergency brake, the wacky synchronous engine. They come back after making me wait 3 hours in the customer waiting room with no coffee, no snacks, no soda machine, nothing. I'm sitting in a waiting room with nothing except really fat people. And now the guy comes out and he says, you have trouble with your auxiliary battery. Like, what? There's trouble with your auxiliary battery. It's $168 to replace it. I mean, what? Whoa. There are two batteries in that car? Yes. The auxiliary battery powers the synchronous engine and also the emergency brake. Like, what? I had never heard of a car with two batteries before. Maybe you, being very fancy, have had engines like this before. I've never had engines like this before. But there it is. It needs an auxiliary battery. I said, no. We're not spending $168 in December, Christmas month. I looked at him. I said, we'll wait till January. Have you ever heard of anything like this? It's insane. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. I'll repeat it. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. Harry's Razors. I am so happy that Harry's Razors is part of Sterling on Sunday. I know they are thrilled as well. Because Harry's Razors are very different than any other razor you might use on your beautiful face. They are made in their own German factory, a factory that's been making razors for 100 years. And they get their steel from Sweden. The Harry's people control every single aspect of the manufacturing process, including the beautiful ergonomic handle. The great thing about this handle is it's meant to be held in the shower. It's not one of these theoretical handles. This is meant for the shower. Difficult to drop this handle. Ergonomic handle plus the shave gel, which has a wonderful scent, a great aroma. And it's not overwhelming or it's not too little. It's just right. And it's a great smell. That's why I love this trial set that's being made available to you through Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday makes this possible. Now think about what you paid for a razor and a razor blade the last time you went. Maybe you were on the road, you forgot your razor and razor blade, and you went to the drugstore and went, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is crazy too because it's so low. Harry's.com. Here's what you get in the trial set. Ready? You get a Harry's blade. It has five little blades in it. A Harry's blade. Then you get the handle, a beautiful ergonomic handle. Feels just right. You can pick the color, beautiful colors. And you get this foaming shave gel, which I love because it smells wonderful. And a nice travel box. All of that for $3. Yes, all of that for $3. All you do is put in my name, Walter, in the promo code section at harrys.com when you check out. Walter, now you figure, well, shipping and handling must be $800. Shipping and handling's free. Shipping and handling is free. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter. harrys.com, promo code Walter. Try it. Thank you.
From an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
And I'm Walter M. Sterling. I have an 8-year-old daughter, a 15-year-old daughter, and an 18-year-old daughter, and a much younger, very beautiful, very firm wife. I have a perfect life, except, of course, for the daughters and the wife. Dennis in Havertown, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Walt. Where you been? I hadn't heard you in several weeks because you've been bumped out by football.
And what could be worse? I'll tell you what's worse. It isn't just the football game. It's the endless post-game shows, the endless, dreary, painful post-game shows, which are worse than the game.
Yeah, it's 45 minutes of them talking about the day's games.
Oh, it drives me nuts. Oh, my God. It is painful. Well, hey, Dennis, welcome to the Giant Network Show. Hi.
Well, hey, one quick question. Where's Mr. Weatherby at? Did he retire or something?
No. John Weatherby was an incredible asset to the show, and I was so grateful for what he did for the show for the first 3 or 4 years that we were on. And then he had some career opportunities which ate into the time for doing this, a way for him to earn a considerably more money. And he left with my knowledge and blessing, and I am grateful to Mr. Weatherby.
Okay. I was one. I actually didn't know where he went. I heard the new guy, and I was like, wait, where Weatherby go? But, you know, anyway, I just wanted to talk to you about routine maintenance on the car. Last March, I went to get my car inspected, and I knew I needed new tires because they were 8 years old. And so I get the car inspected, and I walked out of it, and I had to get new brake lines because they were rusted out because of the road salt and the other stuff. And I walked out of there 1,200 hours short.
It's criminal. And I said to them, do not do anything unless I approve of that expense. And therefore, under the warranty, they could change the oil. I said, fine, go ahead and change the oil. That doesn't cost me anything. Anything else you want to do, I ain't paying for. Isn't going to happen today because I have to do Christmas.
Yeah. But like I said, I kind of knew it was going on, but they threw that brake line stuff, which does happen out up here. You know?
What, they put new brake lines in and they wanted $1,200?
Well, I had to get the new tires, which was like $600.
Yeah.
And then the extras added on, and I kind of saw it coming. But I know I walked out of there and my head was spinning.
Well, and their heads were laughing. Now, are you driving right now?
No. I'm sitting out on my deck. So, but you know what? I figure I get it all done, and when I go for my next inspection, I'll be fine, and I won't need any more things done for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Now, have you done your homework for me? Have you done your homework, Dennis?
What's that?
Have you watched Below Deck on Bravo? Have you watched that show?
No, you know what? I there's so much on TV to watch. I just like stop watching it.
No, I want you to watch this. I want you to watch this because it's complete garbage. That's why you want to watch this. Below Deck
okay.
or Below and thank you for the call, Dennis. Below Deck and Below Deck Mediterranean are the finest shows on television because these are shows about super yachts in the Caribbean or the Mediterranean. These are 150-foot long yachts. And people rent them for 3 or 4 days at a time for about, $300,000. But somebody has to run the yacht. Someone has to clean things up, serve the meals, cook the meals. That's the crew. These yachts usually have a crew of 8 to 12 people. They are featured on Below Deck, the Bravo show. They tend to be Australian high school dropouts. They get jobs on these yachts. They sail in the Mediterranean and the Caribbean. They get incredible tans, and they argue with each other. Those arguments are the feature of the show, Below Deck on Bravo, and they wear super tight uniforms. You got that Bugsy clip. Let's hear Bugsy.
But we met up, we, you know, feelings came back, and we kind of just seeing where to from here. We're really good friends.
That's Bugsy, an Australian high school dropout. Well, maybe she's not a high school dropout, but she's definitely Australian because we can only understand every other word. And then there's Hannah, and Hannah and she had a feud of some sort. Let's listen to Hannah from Below Deck.
So I had a charter guest from the Russian mafia once request a little bit more than a bed turned down.
And when Australians say charter, it sounds like chowder. Though these are chowder heads are always saying. Play that Hannah one again.
So I had a charter guest from the Russian mafia once request a little bit more than a bed turned down.
Well, it's outrageous. We have fun, don't we? I got a great email, fantastic email during the show just now from, let me get his name right. Where'd it go? Not James. Wait a second, wait a second. From Bruce H. Bruce H. Bruce made a very generous offer. We had our friend Don Danny, who had lived in his car, got out of his car, his life's getting back together, very proud of Danny. He said maybe some listeners can get together and send him some money or other gifts to help him get going. Because Bruce had absolute confidence, as I do, that Danny is getting his life together, that he will be okay. He just needs a little push. He needs a little help, a little support. And he asked, gee, could we start a GoFundMe for him? I have a better idea. I'm going to get the information from Danny, and you can send whatever you want to send to Danny directly. If you want to help out Danny, who was living in his car, no longer living in his car, send me an email, waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. I will take your information. I will send you Danny's information. You two can connect, and you can send him whatever you want. No need for a GoFundMe or any of that nonsense. But it's a great idea. Bruce H., it's a great idea to send help to Danny at Christmas time. That's where I think most charities fall apart. There's a middleman. There's no need for a middleman. If you know somebody on your street who's having a tough time, they've been unemployed for a while, they have a number of challenges. It's very easy to help them in a way that saves their pride. And it goes like this. Drop off a gallon of milk. Drop off a couple steaks. Go to them and say, hey, you got young kids. You want me to watch them for an afternoon so you and your husband can go to the movies. You and your wife can get out of here for a little while. You have no idea what a change in lifestyle that sort of help would be to them. And it would not hurt their pride. It's not a check. It's milk. It's a little bit of your time. And you're thinking, well, that won't pay their mortgage. That won't really help them. Believe me, there could be no greater gift than you showing that level of concern. I hope you have a happy holidays. I hope you have more luck with your Christmas tree than I did. And remember, the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.